From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo appreciates Muslimat NU to always protect Indonesia. Indonesia explores blue banks to finance marine sector. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his gratitude to Muslimat NU, which is the women organization of Nahdlatul Ulama, the largest Islamic organization in Indonesia, that always protects the country. The president conveyed it at the 78th commemoration of Muslimat NU in Jakarta Saturday.
Atas nama masyarakat, bangsa, dan negara, saya mengucapkan
on behalf of people, nation, and state, I would like to express my deepest gratitude to the Muslimat NU who always protect the Republic of Indonesia, care for Pancasila, always care for unity and harmony for Indonesia onward. Moreover, according to President Joko Widodo, Indonesia's success in getting through the COVID-19 pandemic is also the contribution of Muslimat NU. The president further said that not all countries are able to deal with the impact of COVID-19. For example, 96 other countries, according to the president, are recorded as only being able to overcome health problems, but not with their economic problems. The president further explained the government, amid the limitations, also continues to try to serve the community, for example, by distributing social assistance throughout 2023. President Joko Widodo emphasized that all assistance provided by the government is aimed to maintain people's purchasing power. The Indonesian government is currently mulling to expand the use of the Finance Ministry's Education Endowment Fund Management Agency schemes to cover a broader range of necessities beyond scholarships. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto disclosed it in his statement during the Leaders Offsite meeting event in Bandung, West Java on Friday. According to him, the goal is to expand the use of the funds to cover not only education or scholarships, but also training activities. He explained that the discourse on the expansion surfaced after President Joko Widodo pushed for efforts to further improve Education Endowment Fund Management Agency's system, while noting that the president also demanded that the quota for the scholarship grantees be increased. The Indonesian government is exploring the Blue Bank concept, which focuses on providing financing for projects in the marine sector, as it has good potential to support the national economy. This was conveyed by Deputy for Maritime Sovereignty and Energy at the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Jody Mahardi, during the Bali Ocean Days Conference in Jimbaran on Friday, as quoted by Antara. He further added that the Blue Bank concept has been implemented in Seychelles, a country in the East African region where there is a special financial services institution that provides dedicated funding to marine businesses. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadimulyono is targeting to complete phase 1 of the country new capital Nusantara toll road project by July this year. This was pointed out by the minister in Jakarta on Friday. According to him, the toll road network will connect Balikpapan City with the new capital Nusantara central government core area in North Penajam Pasir, mainly crossing the new capital Nusantara toll road and the Balang Island Bridge. Belarus on Friday adopted a new military doctrine that, if approved, would be the first step toward deploying nuclear weapons across the country. As reported by CNN.com on Saturday, according to Belarusian Defense Minister Viktor Krenin on Friday, the deployment of tactical nuclear weapons on the territory of the Republic of Belarus is considered an important measure of the preventive deterrence for potential adversaries from unleashing armed aggression against the Republic of Belarus. UN Women stated on Friday that about 70% of the people killed during the war in Gaza were women and children, and on average, 2 mothers have lost their lives every hour since the conflict began. As reported by ArabNews.com, the agency called for an immediate ceasefire and no effort to be spared to ensure women and girls receive proper protection and have safe access to fast, unrestricted, and gender-responsive humanitarian assistance. Sima Bahus, the executive director of UN Women, conveyed at least more than 24,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza, about 16,000 of whom were women or children. Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Vinh Chinh has called on Hungarian firms to explore opportunities for expanding investment cooperation in Vietnam. As reported by vovworld.vn, Prime Minister Chinh and his Hungarian counterpart Viktor Orban on Friday attended a Vietnam-Hungary business forum in Budapest as part of the former's official visit to the European country. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh,
I'll start news from across Indonesia with the first item from Kediri, East Java. The Kediri Regency Government, East Java, has secured the discovery of a monument dated 1123 Saka or around 13th century AD in Kayunan Village for further research. Head of the History and Antiquities Division of the Tourism and Culture Office of Kediri Regency, Eko Priyatno, in Kediri Tuesday said that the discovery of this object, which is thought to be cultural heritage, has high value. The monument has a very clear year inscription, namely 1123 Saka or around 13th century AD. Meanwhile, head professor of the Department of History, State University of Malang, Ismail Lutfi, said that the writing on the monument is an ancient Javanese style with a bold style. There is an opening, then four numbers, namely 1123, and finally a closing. The next news come from Tangerang, Banten. The Tangerang City Youth and Sports Service launched the mascot of the 11th Banten Province Regional Student Sports Week, namely the Blossofish. The Blossofish was chosen as a mascot because it is unique local fish and an iconic animal in the Cisadane River. Head of the service, Kaonang, in Tangerang Tuesday said that with the meaning of Tangerang City's local wisdom, the Blossofish mascot is expected to provide a spirit of togetherness, friendship, and a spirit of achievement in the 2024 Sports Week in Tangerang City, and throughout Indonesia. The last news item comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. Mayor of Makassar, Muhammad Ramdan Pomanto, instructed all his staff to encourage an increase in the number of tourist alleys by at least 1,000 because of the large potential for economic turnover in these alleys. Moreover, according to him, in the tourist alley, there is 21 creative content that can be maximized and become a new source of income for residents. He is optimistic that the tourist alley will have a significant influence on Makassar's economic growth. It is known that up to now there are 2,077 tourist alleys compared to only 1,000 previously. The contents of the tourist corridor include food security, inflation control, circular economy, 20 digital macros, small and medium enterprises, per ale, startup ale, delicious food tourist destination, historical tourist destinations, art, and so on. That was news from across Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on January 20, 1978, when the second Indonesian president Suharto banned newspapers. During the New Order era, the mass media often clashed with the Indonesian government. There were several mass media at that time that were banned from publishing by the Suharto government. One case of prohibiting broadcasting or stopping publication occurred on January 20, 1978. President Suharto, through the Command for the Restoration of Security and Order, prohibited the permission to publish seven newspapers, namely Sinar Harapan newspaper, Tempo magazine, Kompas Daily, Merdeka newspaper, Pelita, The Indonesian Times, and Morning Rays. Let's move to the crash of the Airbus A320 in the Strasbourg Mountains in 1992. On January 20, 1992, Air Inter Flight 148, an Airbus A320-111, crashed in the mountains near Strasbourg, France, which killed 87 of the 96 passengers and crew. A design flaw in the computer mode selection system caused the flight crew to incorrectly select the aircraft's descent rate. We end today in history with the event on January 20 about the inauguration of the President of the United States. Joe Biden officially became President of the United States after being inaugurated on the grounds of the Capitol building on January 20, 2021 local time. United States Supreme Court Justice John Roberts was the judge taking the oath of office for Joe Biden. A number of United States presidents were also sworn in on January 20. Franklin D. Roosevelt was the first president to be inaugurated on January 20. The inauguration of the oath of office was for his second term. President Barack Obama was also inaugurated on January 20, but in his second term, January 20, 2013, was a Sunday. On that date, only the oath was taken. Meanwhile, the inauguration was held the following day. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
I can keep running from it, I can keep running from it. It's all the way, baby, let me love you. We grew, I got a long way to find it true. There was no reason to validate my thought, 'cause every time I look at you, I know I was pretending. Just realize that you are so perfect,
baby. You're my favorite.
I can keep running from it. It's all the way.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on business performance remains strong in the fourth quarter of 2023. Assistant Governor of the Communication Department of Indonesian Central Bank, Bank Indonesia, Erwin Haryono, said the results of the business activity survey indicate that the performance of business activities remains strong in the fourth quarter of 2023. This can be seen from the weighted net balance value of 13.17%. Quoting CNBC Indonesia, it is a data processing method based on respondents' answers multiplied by the credit weight, then calculating the difference between the percentage of respondents who gave increasing and decreasing answers. Quoting the buy.go.id page Thursday, January the 13th, Erwin Haryono explained that the performance of business activities remained strong because it was supported by several business field performances, which increased compared to the previous quarter. Erwin also said that business performance remained strong because of maintained business fields, which are increasing, such as wholesale and retail trade, car and motorbike repairs, transportation and warehousing, provisions of accommodation and food and drink, as well as information and communication business fields. These are in line with maintained public demand during the Christmas and New Year holidays and of last year. Related to the performance of business activities, the production capacity in the fourth quarter of 2023 remained strong at 73.91%. Labor use is also indicated to remain strong, accompanied by improving financial conditions in the business world in all aspects, namely liquidity and profitability, as well as access to financing, which is easier. Meanwhile, in the first quarter of 2024, respondents estimate business activity will increase with a weighted net balance of 15.38%. Business activity in all business fields is estimated to grow positively, mainly driven by the processing industry and the mining and quarrying business fields, which grew higher compared to the previous quarter. This increase is a step by business actors to meet domestic demand, especially ahead of the Ramadan period in 2024. Apart from that, agriculture, forestry, and fisheries business fields have increased following the harvest season for food crop commodities in a number of regions, such as most of Java and parts of Sumatra and Sulawesi. That was My Indonesia Today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Jepara is a famous city for its beautiful and natural beaches. The northern and western areas of Jepara are directly bordered by the sea that make these areas have many beaches. One of the good beach attractions in Jepara with Balinese flavor is Bando Beach. Listener, Bondo Beach offers beautiful views and exotic white sand that are soothing to the eyes. This is because the beach is always kept clean and many pandan trees that grow around the beach add to the beautiful impression. Relaxingly sitting by enjoying the view of the beach while accompanied by the sound of the waves is a calming sensation. The cool beach breeze, white sand, and blue sea water combine in harmony with the beauty of Bondo Jepara Beach. Listener, playing or getting wet in the water is, of course, mandatory when visiting beach tourism. One of the advantages of Bondo Beach is that the waves are calm so that visitors can freely play on the edge of the beach without fear of being swept away by the waves. Playing in the sand at Bondo Beach, which has clean and fine sand, is a favorite among visiting tourists. Besides to increase tourist attraction, the management also provides various interesting photo spots for taking selfies. The appearance of its charm will be even more beautiful when the sun begins to set. The golden orange sky makes the atmosphere even more romantic. After the sunset view is over and day turns to night, you will enjoy the night atmosphere with charming twinkling lights, like seeing thousands of fireflies on Bondo Beach. You can also enjoy the beauty of the night here by camping on the large beach area. Listener, the name of Bondo Beach, which is located in Bondo Village, Bangsri, sub-district Jepara Regency, Central Java, is taken from the location of the village called Bondo Village. For those who want to visit Bondo Jepara Beach, is open every day for 24 hours. The road to Bondo Beach is also good enough so that visitors can come by motorcycles or car rental services. If you are in Indonesia and in the city of Jepara, please look for the right time to get rid of your busy life by relaxing at Bondo Beach, Jepara. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. We'll see you tomorrow again. I am Ahmad Faisal.
sejak pertama kali cinta hadir hanya untuk dirimu. Tak ada yang lain, namun lihat yang kau lakukan. Aku bukan diriku lagi. Walau hati kecilku yang terluka, ku relakan dirimu bahagia. Jika nanti dirimu telah pahami arti cinta, sampai kau ulang kembali. Jangan kau sakiti dia, biar hanya diriku yang rasakan. Biar hatiku yang hancur, sebab suatu saat nanti pasti kau sadari semua ini. Terluka, ku relakan dirimu bahagia.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, a total of 66 students from 55 senior high schools, vocational schools, Islamic high schools from 27 provinces across Indonesia competed in the 2024 National German Language Olympiad at the Goethe Institute Jakarta on January 16. The first and second winners will represent Indonesia to compete in the International German Language Olympiad in Germany next July. The National German Language Olympiad, organized by the Goethe Institute Indonesian in collaboration with the Indonesian German Language Teachers Association, is an annual national competition for German language learners aged 15 to 17 years old. This year, the National German Language Olympiad, which is entering its 17th edition, will be held offline for the first time after the previous three editions were held online due to the pandemic. In the winner announcement ceremony at Goethe House Jakarta on Wednesday, Hayden Valentine Husnavsky from SMA Ignatius Global School Palembang, South Sumatra was crowned first winner. Sebastian Diko Daniswara, SMA N3 Yogyakarta High School, was selected as the second winner. Hayden Valentine Husnavsky and Sebastian Diko Daniswara will continue their struggle to compete in the International German Language Olympiad, which is scheduled to take place in Göttingen City, Germany from July 15 to the 22nd, 2024. Around 100 students from 50 countries are expected to compete for the title of Best German Language Learner, and this grand international competition takes place every 2 years. Meanwhile, Maria Margareta Stefani won third place and Katima Ananda Horita took fourth place. The fifth winner was Fujima Salomo Maituzela Sihombing, and the sixth winner was Anindita Kirana Lestari Adinarto. The third to the sixth place winners received scholarships for German language courses for teenagers this summer in Germany. The finalists who competed in this year's National German Language Olympiad had previously gone through the preliminary round, which was attended by 1,301 students from 366 high schools, vocational schools, and Islamic high schools during October to November 2023 at 16 examination sites in 31 provinces. Well, that's Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Tempat jauh yang sepi. ku larut luruh dalam keheningan hatimu, jatuh bersama derasnya tetes air mata.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Wanita by Keroncong Tujuh Putri. The song Wanita, which in English means woman, tells about the admiration for Ismail Marzuki, who is the creator of this song for a woman. Over time, this is also sung by Ch. Abimanyu, Mariam Tamari, Harvey Maliholo, and Afghan Shahreza, which had been arranged by some Indonesian composers. Well, listener, let's enjoy the keroncong version of Wanita by Keroncong Tujuh Putri. Enjoy! Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Entah kapan, entah kapan,
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.